Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We've got a lot to get to today. James Comer will be on the program. We have our military experts as it relates to this big, beautiful balloon that is flying over, this reconnaissance balloon flying over the continental United States. I am sitting here in a state of shock at the lack of urgency of the Biden administration. Now, the way it's been reported all day is simple, that the U.S. has tracked, meaning we haven't even gotten the exact time they knew that this reconnaissance balloon was flying over the continental United States. How long has this been going on? We haven't gotten a real complete answer on this. And that should be, you know, that should be concerning to every American. You know, why isn't Joe Biden and his top military advisors right now in the Situation Room putting together a plan to retrieve the high-flying balloon, the reconnaissance balloon, or to blow it out of the sky? Because those are pretty much the only two options I would have. That would be option two, to blow it up. Now, one question I'm thinking in my mind, do the Chinese have the technology to detonate the balloon? Do they have that technology? I don't know if they do or not. That would be an interesting question. I got a lot of details to pass on to you about all this, and I just cannot believe that the very country that is so hypersensitive over airspace in Taiwan that is not theirs, that is flying their fighter jets all over Taiwan, violating their airspace day in and day out, trying to lecture America about our high-level officials, Speaker of the House Pelosi, soon Speaker McCarthy, going over to our ally Taiwan, that we're letting them get away with this. There's been a calculation here. This is not an accident. And the one consequence to date is that Winken Tony Blinken postponed his trip to China next week. That is actually in our favor because he's so pathetically weak that President Xi will roll him. And he's not particularly bright either, on top of everything. You know, this is a surveillance balloon. This is what this is. And what we're being told is, well, it's a civilian research airship from China. Are you buying that, Adam Schiff? Because I'm not. What is wrong with these people? How long have you been tracking? I want that question answered. You know, you got the Pentagon Brigadier General Pat Ryder saying that the government's, well, they're tracking the Chinese balloon once it was detected. What do you mean once it was detected? They acted to protect against collection of sensitive information. What acts did you take? Why did you let the balloon make it over the continental United States into our airspace? Why did you let that happen? That would be, you know, allowing the communist Chinese to just basically do whatever the hell they want. Go, you go try and fly a balloon over China. Good luck to you. You know, why are we letting the communist Chinese? Why do we have to have Republicans now fighting to pass a bill, as they are, rightly so, to prevent Biden from selling our strategic petroleum reserves to our number one geopolitical threat, China? Why would we ever do that when they are depleted at a 50-year low because Joe Biden thought it was a national emergency with the upcoming elections and the high price of gasoline? He wanted to artificially reduce the price, so he used up half of it. And Democrats losing an election is not by definition a national emergency. You know, why are we allowing the communist Chinese to buy up farmland like we are and ranch land like we are? And why are we allowing the communist Chinese to buy land near our own military installations? How stupid, you know how stupid that President Xi must think that we are? And I'll tell you right now, this wouldn't have happened under Trump. Donald Trump was feared by the likes of Putin and President Xi. And you know what? You didn't see the hostilities like this happening with President Trump. And I'll tell you what the factor is, the it factor. You know, I used to hate the word gravitas. Here was the thing. The guy that wrote those tweets that annoyed everybody in the media and would have them hyperventilating and feigning moral outrage because they read his tweet, and the press is the enemy of the people. Oh, the vapors. Oh, oh. Well, that guy put fear into the heart. You know why? Because they thought he was crazy enough he might do it, whatever it would be necessary. They believed it. They have assessed what I have assessed and all of you in this audience have assessed, that we have a weak, frail, cognitive mess as a commander in chief. The Chinese surveillance balloon is violating U.S. airspace. Even General Pat Ryder said that, and it's unacceptable. If it's unacceptable, why haven't they acted yet? Why is this taking so long? And then he goes on to say that it has the ability to maneuver, but won't say if it's going to be shot down. Now, I can give you some more details about this. We don't know how long they've been tracking it. The last I checked, it was over Missouri. So I'm sure the balloon doesn't fly that fast. Maybe it does. I don't know. Maybe it's a super hypersonic balloon. No idea. I don't know that much about balloons. But two Air Force F-22 fighters did scramble from Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to Montana. Earlier today, it was in Montana. Last I heard, it was over Missouri, and the balloon was observed before the administration. They decided not to shoot it down. I want to know why they decided not to shoot it down. I want to know if they're planning on retrieving that balloon, and if there's a way to retrieve that balloon. I mean, we could send people to the moon. They can land. They can walk around a little bit, pick up some rocks, and put the rocks on their ship and come on home and land safely and be alive. If we can do that, I'm pretty confident we'd have the ability to retrieve a Chinese balloon, reconnaissance balloon, flying over our country. China says they're looking into reports that one of its spy balloons has been flying in U.S. airspace. Are you kidding me? Do you believe that is complete Adam bullshit? It's total BS. None of that is true. They're lying to us. Now, it was flying over Montana. Senator Daines, alarmed at this, said it's a significant concern because we have ICBM fields in Montana. The communist Chinese know that. Speaker McCarthy called this, you know, for a briefing of the Gang of Eight. Where's Joe Biden going this weekend? Last I heard, his plans to go to Delaware were still in effect. Can we get an update on that? What Joey's planning to do this weekend? He spent 40% of his time outside the White House anyway, and he's useless. Congressman Mike Waltz is not hyperbole in saying America is under assault. And then when I hear and read that the Chinese spy balloon has been tracked over the U.S. this week, I want to know why we weren't told immediately or action wasn't taken immediately. So they canceled the trip of Winken Blinken. Who cares? It's meaningless to me. And the GOP is rightfully, you know, apoplectic about this and tearing into Biden after the Pentagon announced the discovery of this reconnaissance surveillance balloon. Well, nice of you to get on board. When are we going to get an intelligence briefing? When are we going to see some action? I mean, this is, there can be no doubt about this. They are spying on us, and we're allowing it to happen. Unbelievable. One Democratic senator urged Apple and Google to ban TikTok. They've been spying on us through TikTok. Kristi Noem, I think, was the first person. We had her on when she did it. And so many other Republican governors have followed. They're banning TikTok because they have now figured out TikTok is a spying mechanism of the communist Chinese. I had to explain that to my own daughter. Loves TikTok. I'm like, no, TikTok, stay off it. Get it off your phone. Get a new phone. It's like unbelievable. You know, one of the things that I have been warning everybody about is we got this new axis of evil. And it was written about earlier today, and that is this unholy alliance with our number one geopolitical threat, China, our number two geopolitical threat, Russia. And then, of course, nobody else in the mob, the media, will raise the question when you talk about all of the money's reported deals with the Bidens and the communist Chinese and the Russian oligarchs. One has to say and ask the question, is our president compromised? Is that why they are emboldened in the case of Putin to invade Ukraine the way he has, now in the case of China, to send a reconnaissance balloon to spy on us? It's pretty unbelievable to me. Now, China has confirmed through its spokesman that it is a civilian research airship. I'm not believing a word that they say. And if their civilian research airship got into our airspace, it's now ours. It's not yours anymore. We will own that. Now, I don't know if they have the ability to blow it up themselves, but they confirmed today that the balloon flying over the continental United States is their airship. They're calling it a civilian research craft. Well, keep your research craft over your own airspace and stay the hell out of our airspace. The Canadian government is also monitoring. They suspect a Chinese spy balloon. They're saying, though, the Canadians are safe. I don't think anybody knows they're safe. We don't know what they're up to, and that's the problem. And they're not in this, you know, they ought to be in the Situation Room now. And if I'm the president, imagine for a minute. I know it's laughable. I don't want to be president. But if I was president, I could tell you what I'd be doing right now. I'd bring in the best military minds, retired, active duty, into the Situation Room, and I would pick their brains, and I would want to know everything I can know about what was in that balloon. And then I would want what options are available. Good leaders, when they run meetings, they sit back, they listen to every option. And then the commander in chief, if he would even know that today is Friday, would be able to make a decision on how to handle this hostile attack by the communist Chinese. Now, my first choice would be, although I would listen to every option on the table, is can we recover this and see what is inside the reconnaissance surveillance balloon? Maybe it's technology we don't have. They steal our technology. The communist Chinese, intellectual property theft, they're the experts at it. Maybe we can find out what they have in that balloon that maybe we don't have, and maybe even steal from them. Anyway, China launches an investigation into the balloon. Oh, okay, like I really trust that. U.S. Philippines announced a new agreement to ramp up military presence amid the China-Taiwan tensions. Let me predict for you what Joe Biden would do when China eventually, and I think they will, you know, quote, reunify. They call it reunification with Taiwan. We call it what it is. They want to take over an innocent sovereign country, and the United States has an agreement not to let them do that. And you know what I think America is going to do if Joe Biden's president and China makes that move? They're not going to do a damn thing under Joe Biden. And that calculation has already been made by all hostile regimes, including Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, you name the hostile nation, and they're all thinking the same way. How did this possibly happen? That is the biggest question of all. How did this happen? And what are you going to do to fix this? And why are you waiting so long? And why is the only consequence that Blinken postpones his trip to China? That actually is a blessing to us. He is weak and he is stupid. He is not the smartest, you know, there's not a light on in there somewhere. He's missing a couple of light bulbs. Balloon does not present a military or physical threat, according to the Pentagon spokesperson. How do you know that? How did they don't know what they're saying? They just say it, what, to make us feel better? That doesn't make me feel better in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know, it's unbelievable to me. That's it. Blinken's trip postponed. They fly it over American airspace. By the way, Putin is testing the world. He's about to launch an unstoppable hypersonic missile during war games with China and South Africa. You don't think hostilities are now a big problem? By the way, do you think Joe Biden and the Biden family syndicate is compromised in any of this? Is that in any way inhibiting his ability to respond? I don't know. You think Donald Trump's kids got the money that Hunter and his brother Jim got from China, Russia, Ukraine, and elsewhere? These deals that they made? And we're getting all the details of? You think that how do you think the media mob and the Democrats would
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM? Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
React.
The world's a nicer. All right. What is frustrating me the most is that these fighter jets were readied by the military, but they advised President Biden, so they're saying, against shooting the beautiful reconnaissance balloon of the Chinese out of the sky for fear the debris would pose a safety threat. Option one, get the balloon, find a way safely to bring it down to Earth so we can examine what's in the balloon and find out what the Chinese are really up to. And if I'm sitting in the Situation Room and I'm a president, don't tell me we can't. Don't tell me that the country can send men to the moon and walk on the moon and pick up rocks and fly home from the moon and land safely, can't get that balloon out of the sky. And if that's your answer, well, you're worried about debris, then blow it into little itsy bitsy tiny pieces of dust so it won't matter. That's option two. Blow that sucker out of the sky and do it with a message sent. Don't you dare invade our airspace ever again. And if they're going to send balloons over our airspace, I'd send it right over their airspace, too. That's the way the game's going to play. Interesting history, in case you care about this. World War One is usually considered the first war where the U.S. deployed aviation forces. But actually, the U.S. military, in case you're interested, began to rely on military aircraft 50 years before World War One, during the Civil War, because both the Union and Confederacy used hot air balloons for reconnaissance to help find the location of troops and artillery. And the innovation is, you know, aerial warfare, but it was a trailblazer at the time. Why don't you blow it up? Boom. Option two.
Check out the show 24/7. Download it to your iPod. Be a Hannity Insider at Hannity.com.
25 to the top of the hour. You know why I don't care what Blink... I just argue with Linda. She's laughing. I said he's full of hot air. Why do I want...
Yeah, I don't think that's exactly what you said. But
Well, you want to rephrase it? Go right ahead.
No.
Say it. No, say it.
No, man. We got FCC violations. We don't need that. We got enough problems.
Well, watered down so everybody knows. Like,
you very kindly told me to take care of myself and be quiet because you weren't interested in what Wink and Blinken had to say.
I said Wink and Blinken's full of hot air. He is a balloon.
That's right. That's what you said.
No, we were just told the balloon is currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial aircraft, does not present a military or physical threat to the people on the ground. These people are stupid. Talk about being full of hot air. They're full of hot air. I'll get to that in a minute. By the way, did you ever think anyone would be able to steal your home? Well, they can. Criminals all around the world, they are targeting American homeowners. And your home's title is the document that proves you own your house. It's easily found online. The thieves will forge your signature on a legal document. They will say that you sold them your home. They will then take out loans on your home. They will disappear. You won't find out until a late payment notice or a foreclosure notice shows up. And most homeowners insurance and many common identity theft programs do not protect you. That's why I want you to register your address for free with no obligation and get a home title report for your files, $100 value, absolutely free with no obligation. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Sean. Verify that your home's title is still safely in your name. $100 value free. HometitleLock.com/Sean. They're telling us the balloon is traveling at an altitude well above commercial aircraft. Oh, I feel so relieved. The communist Chinese balloon is flying above where commercial aircrafts travel. That gives me comfort. That doesn't give me any comfort. And Joe Biden, we just checked. His schedule hasn't changed. He's not in the Situation Room. He's going to Delaware like he does every weekend. You know, and it does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground. If it is a reconnaissance balloon, it is a military threat to this country. How stupid are you people? It is a threat to this country. This is not hard to figure out. You know, but don't worry, this is the same administration that is selling strategic petroleum oil reserves to China that hates us. The same the China that's invading our allies' airspace and warning us not to help Taiwan and telling us not to send our elected representatives to visit our ally, Taiwan. I don't care what the communist Chinese say. And I would immediately buy back every bit of farmland that the Chinese have bought in this country, every bit of ranch land that they bought in this country, and every bit of land that they bought near any military facility in this country. I wouldn't even buy it back. I'd take it back. They're not going to let us buy their farmland, their ranch land. They're not going to let us buy property next to their military installations. How stupid are we? We really are dumb. This country is being led by idiots. This is scary stuff. I mean, it is. If you don't see, like Senator Dane said, they were flying over Montana, right over where our ICBM missiles launch from. Wake up and don't lie to me and tell me it's not a security threat. It's like my kids, they do something wrong. When they did something wrong, I'd say, okay, did you do that? No. Okay. Did you eat the cookies in the cookie jar? No. Okay. What is all that chocolate around your mouth that I'm looking at? I don't know. I have no idea. Now, I'll ask you again. Did you eat the cookies? No. They're treating us like children. And they're not dealing with the problem. And they're lying to us on top of it. By the way, add to that, Vladimir Putin is now unleashing a new hypersonic missile capable of reaching speeds over 6,600 miles per hour. And these missiles will be test-fired during naval exercises off the coast of Africa. They will be aimed at a surface target at a distance of more than 310 miles. The training launch, as they call it, of nuclear-capable missiles is the latest show of strength by the Kremlin dictator. By the way, here we are at a point where Vladimir Putin is doing anything and everything he wants, and Joe Biden refuses to allow Zelensky to even get fighter jets from Poland. He can't win without fighter jets to counter Putin's Air Force capabilities and missile capabilities. That means we're wasting our time and money. He won't even allow Western Europe to give them the jets. This is all nuts. And I'm going to tell you something. This gets to the heart of why the business dealings, we need to get to the bottom of all of it. You know, we have some very odd things happening here because we got letters popping up this week. You know, we've been reaching out to the Hunter Biden people forever. Dozens and dozens and dozens of requests my team has asked about these reports. So they would comment on them. They never got back to us on any of this. But now that they are threatening everybody with these very lawyerly letters and so on and so forth, now maybe that means they're willing to talk. And if they are, I've got hundreds of questions for them. You know, I'm just starting with the basics. We'll start with our number one geopolitical foe and our number two geopolitical foe. But, you know, I would like some answers that they have not. If you start, you know, well, I could ask 150 right now, but I'll ask to a few. Why was Hunter on the board of Burisma in Ukraine? A Ukrainian oil and gas giant. Remember, according to the U.S. Senate finance report, despite no experience, he admitted on Good Morning America. He admitted he had no experience and probably wouldn't have even been invited to join the board if he wasn't the vice president's son. No experience in energy, oil, gas, coal, or in Ukraine. So why is Hunter paid a small fortune to sit on the board of Burisma? What benefit did they think they would get? I don't know. I think all of you would love that deal. Around the same time, according to The Hill, then Vice President Biden, remember, he's bragging on tape, leveraging $1 billion in U.S. aid, giving them 6 hours to fire a Ukrainian prosecutor. Isn't that odd? A vice president demanding a prosecutor in Ukraine get fired in 6 hours, and son of a bee, they did it. Otherwise, they're not getting your tax dollars. That sounds like a quid and a pro and a quo from Joe. I thought Democrats didn't like quid pro quos with Ukraine. I guess they only don't like it if they think there's one with Trump, when all Trump was asking for was that they be good stewards with our money and not show the same corruption of previous administrations in Ukraine. But anyway, according to an investigative report, John Solomon, the prosecutor, was allegedly investigating Hunter and Burisma for corruption. Said so in the interview. Son of a bee, they fired the guy. Investigation over. Anyway, remember when Donald Trump, the whole thing? Why is this not important? See how hypocritical Democrats are? Why was Hunter wired $3.5 million from our number two geopolitical foe? And that, of course, would be Russia. $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch, former first lady of Moscow. And according to the Senate report, Hunter traveled with his father. 10 days later, that's when the Senate committee claims he struck a lucrative deal with the Bank of China. $1 billion deal. Despite his terrible reputation and lackluster resume. I don't know. I would think if I'm China, I'd rather do business with Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs. Why would they pick Hunter? What were they expecting? And, of course, other reports that the Russian also invested $100 million or so. This was in the New York Post, Miranda Devine. Into a real estate venture with Hunter. Boy, they like Hunter, our enemies. Our number one and two enemies really like the Bidens. By the way, is it possible? It's a question. I'm only asking a question. They're doing all these business deals, and they're dealing with a son at the time that's a crack addict and known to, you know, reported anyway, to be interested in filming incidences with women of the night. Because first they seemed to indicate it was Hunter's laptop, but then they said, no, it's not. So we can't get clarity on that. We will eventually. What did 10 for Jim, 10 held by H for the big guy mean? What did that mean? All of it reeks of corruptions. So the question is, you know what? Let me ask you. Miranda Devine and Emily Crane writing October 17, 2022. They got at least $100 million Hunter Biden-linked real estate firm from that Russian oligarch. Former First Lady of Moscow. That was October 17th, 2022. That's the Bidens. You think any of this matters? Now, John Ratcliffe, remember, we had all these people telling us before the election that, oh, no, has all the markings of a Russian misinformation campaign. Ratcliffe was the one that was saying he long held that information on that laptop was not produced by the Russians. He was the former director of national intelligence, said it was not Russian disinformation. He made clear of all of this to the intelligence community in 2020. But instead, looks like people wanted to put their thumb on the scale and give Joe the benefit of the doubt. A lot of good that did. By the way, there is a complete meltdown. We've read all the comments of Congresswoman Omar, and it's all about the Benjamins and, you know, her comments about Israel. Boy, it got the Democrats really angry yesterday.
Tell me this is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
The GOP is now doing what it is best at, weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful Muslim woman.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
I will not be silenced.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
To Congressman Omar, I am so sorry,
sis,
that our country is failing you today through this chamber. You belong in that
committee. The gentlewoman is no longer recognized.
It is Congresswoman Omar who has been harassed at her job for simply existing as a Muslim woman in Congress. It is she who has been attacked by a member of this body, ridiculing her as a potential terrorist for simply existing as a Muslim woman in this Congress. So let's talk about what's really happening. Republicans are waging a blatantly Islamophobic and racist attack on Congresswoman Omar. And I've said it before, I will say it again. The white supremacy happening is unbelievable. This is despicable.
We've all fallen short in the eyes of the Lord. Right here in this Capitol, the pastor from Brooklyn Tabernacle said, "We all need grace and mercy." Ilhan Omar has been held accountable. So this is not about accountability. It's about political revenge.
All right, I'm having a fight with myself. All right, I'll go to Winken Blinken. Go ahead for a minute. I can't stand him.
The presence of the surveillance balloon in our airspace. We concluded that conditions were not conducive for a constructive visit.
You think?
At this time.
Oh, you're a genius.
In my call today with Director Wang Yi, I made clear that the presence of this surveillance balloon in U.S. airspace is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law, that it's an irresponsible act, and that the PRC's decision to take this action on the eve of my planned visit is detrimental to the substantive discussions that we were prepared to have. I told Director Wang that the United States remains committed to diplomatic engagement with China and that I plan to visit Beijing when conditions allow. In the meantime, the United States will continue to maintain open lines of communication with China, including to address this ongoing incident. Indeed, that's why we need direct and regular communications in the first place, and that's why it's critical that such lines remain open at all times to help avoid miscalculation and conflict.
Do you think if the Communist Chinese cared, the conditions are not conducive for these talks? The U.S. Sovereignty and international law has been broken. Do you think the Communist Chinese give a flying rat's Adam Schiff about this? They don't. By the way, we now find out Joe Manchin and Ted Cruz, there's another effort to ban gas stoves. These people are nuts. They're absolutely insane. No wonder, you know, you look at the latest Fox poll about what people are extremely and very concerned about: inflation, higher prices, crime rates, political division, opioid addiction in this country, debt limit debates, Russia, Ukraine, gun laws, border security, illegal immigration. Yeah, the things we talk about. That's why when you look at this, the National Association of Realtors, yeah, Florida is getting 318,855 people in a single year moving into that state, followed by Texas, 230,961, followed by North Carolina, 99,796, followed by South Carolina, 84,030. Tennessee not far behind them. California losing 343,230. New York losing 299,557. You know, you think it has anything to do with the bad political operations of radical Democrats? Unbelievable. You know, Trump is not wrong in saying he would have prevented Ukraine. He's not. I believe that with all my heart, because they believed him. Unbelievable times we're living in. It really is. Wide open borders. oh, you know, then they're mad. Well, the Republicans might demand fiscal responsibility before they raise the debt limit. Well, that would be called being fiscally responsible. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they promised they would do. That's what we said we wanted them to do. Anyway, listen, our friends, with the year now getting started, you can transform any or every room in your house thanks to Blinds.com. Right now, you save up to 40% off site-wide on premium custom window treatments. And when you upgrade your window coverings, it's a minor project, but it has a major impact on any or every room in your house. And no store beats their prices. They make it easy, simple, and affordable. And they offer free professional design consultation to help you make the best selection from trendy woven wood to classic shutters and much more. And there's a reason why there's over 40,000 five-star reviews for Blinds.com. You're going to love this company. There's no guesswork, no hassle. It's simple. No trips to the store again and again. Nope. And they have their 100% satisfaction guarantee, measuring installation services. Anyway, Blinds.com, that's why they are the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Right now, save 40% off site-wide when you go to Blinds.com. Tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
In a sea of government lies, he's the beacon of truth. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, I really love what China is actually saying about this. It's actually so insulting. You got a lying communist spokesperson named Mao. The name is Mao, telling us to calm down. Now we're getting lectured by the communist Chinese. They violate our airspace. Any deliberate speculation or hyping up will not help. The Chinese side is gathering the facts and hopes all sides will handle this matter in a cool-headed manner. I have a solution. Either retrieve the balloon or plan B. It's simple. That's it. But Joe he's staying in Delaware. There's your president. Anyway, we'll have full coverage of all of this throughout the program today. We are loaded up. We're going to check in with Jim Comer, the latest investigations. We'll get his take on the balloon. We have our military experts, Victoria Coates, Lieutenant Colonel Jim Carafano. Later on, Janice Dean will join us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.